You know, I saw the CBO came out with a letter on Wednesday. I haven't seen it on any news other than we talked about it, and that is that they evaluated the stimulus package and said it would hurt the economy in the long run. It would be better to do nothing.
In the long run, the government spending this much money, building up this much debt, competing with companies in the future for available capital, which raises the cost of borrowing on the part of corporations, and the interest on this debt that's accumulated puts us in a more difficult situation 10 years out than it does a year from now.
And I hope this doesn't sound, I don't want to fall into the Armageddon thing, but $9.7 trillion is what Bloomberg is reporting, all the stimulus and promises that we've made. And then we have our Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare, and that's upwards to $100 trillion in debt. And then they're trying to put socialized medicine into this. I looked at the Soviet Union. I said, well, what was the cause of the Soviet collapse? And it was their debt. It had risen to such a level they couldn't carry it any longer. Are we in danger of approaching a point where even you become concerned about where we go from here as a country?
Oh, I think we're there.
We're that close?
I think we're there from a standpoint of the debt that we've accumulated, the debates that we're going to have. And let me remind you, we've still got another $2 trillion we're going to spend in the next 60 days.
Right.
And that's if Tim Geithner, the Secretary of Treasury, holds it, the request to $1 trillion. We think he may actually go out and, via the Federal Reserve, put us on the hook for as much as $2 trillion.
Oh, my goodness.
So my fear is that when you match that with a debate that's going to happen on health care, on energy policy, on education, that people will feel that it's okay for the federal government to decide who the winners and losers are or what the structure should look like. I'm beginning to worry about the ability for local communities to run schools. I always said that my biggest fear was that if the federal government ever started constructing schools, they'll feel like they have a right to run them. And we'll lose the uniqueness of a local community deciding curriculum and teachers and so on and so forth. I'm still going to do everything I can to make sure we keep that local control, but the federal government is becoming more of a big daddy in every facet of American business. Oddly enough, President Sarkozy in France is taking France the opposite direction.
And so is Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going in the opposite direction. Well, I only have about 30 seconds left, but Barney Frank, to verify what you said is, and not that you need to be verified by it, because I think you're absolutely right, he came out along with Geithner and said, you know what, this stimulus deal where we have the regulation on these banks that are taking money may not be a bad idea to extend it to all U.S. companies. All U.S. companies.
I would say to every company that is receiving money from the federal government, every university who's receiving money from the federal government, you know, you could be in a situation where the federal government tells you what you can pay people, tells you when your vacation's going to be, because they've now got the financial hook into you in a way that those in Washington have always wanted to do it. And I think that's the key thing, is they finally accomplished something that for decades they've tried to do, and they've done it through this one vehicle that had to be passed, which is a stimulus package.
Well, Senator Richard Burr, thank you for your time, sir, and what you're doing up there. Keep up the good fight.
We're going to fight till it's over.
All right, Senator Richard Burr, thank you. About the only industry I could see capping is Hollywood, and just for a little while, just to teach him a lesson.